This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Tomorrow Never Knows by the Beatles, but listen to this, Relative Quiet. Rustling of trees, a distant siren, some hissing traffic. No birdies. The reason that's so this week is because I noticed that my bird feeders weren't going down. And I thought they were just snubbing me because I quite often forget to fill them for a couple of days. And I thought they were sulking. They were going elsewhere for their seed. But it turns out there's a sparrowhawk in the area. I saw it take out a pigeon on my neighbour's drive the other day. Nature red in tooth and claw. So all the little birds, if they're around, aren't making their presence felt. And they're certainly not eating like they should be. Have you any experience with sparrowhawks and how long they hang around? I am missing my birdies. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody. I'm pre-recording my programme, as always, in my little house in North Manchester. That was The Beatles with Tomorrow Never Knows. That at the top of the show because it's all about the loops. It's the loops special. Music involving loops, whether it's music been written on loops of other people's existing music, or whether repetition has become the main thrust of the piece, it's all about the loops. I left it pretty vague and pretty open to see who would get excited, and the response has been overwhelming. We might have to do a Loop 2 special at some point in the future. maybe even next week, who knows. But yeah, that was the Beatles' Tomorrow Never Knows, recommended by Peter Sweezy, who says, long before hip-hop and electronic producers were creating works with their computers, it had to be done by copying and cutting up tape. I love the fact that at the same time the Beatles were doing Tomorrow Never Knows, Steve Reich was redefining contemporary classical music with the equally mind-expanding It's Gonna Rain, his particular fascination being loops that go out of sync with themselves. At least it's kinder to musicians than the later orchestral works which Reich and Philip Glass and John Adams composed around live loops. It can be easy on your arms. Oh, sorry, he says. It can't be easy on your arms having to repeat the same few movements throughout music for 18 musicians. Let's listen to a couple of minutes of that. 2 minutes of that piece by Steve Reich. Music for 18 musicians. This is played live, and I think it's a good place to start. Does sound particularly difficult to play. That was Steve Reich's Music for 18 Musicians, kicking us off on our loop special. It's pretty dense, Steve Reich's stuff. It's pretty meditative, and by the sounds of it, a bit of a ball ache to play. Let's have something a little bit more familiar. This is based on a loop. This is recommended by Tim Rowe, and it doesn't really need an introduction.
Get back. I'm all right, Jack. Keep your hands off of my stack. definitely was in the right.
Yeah, it's definitely
right.
I guess he was cruising for bruising.
Yeah, so loops, Pink Floyd and money, definitely based on a loop there. Tape loops are fascinating things. There's certain kinds of keyboards, particularly the Mellotron, that works off continually spinning loops of instruments playing different notes, and when you press the key down, it puts the tape head on the tape loop. Do you get what I mean? So I'll put some Mellotron in next week's show, and you can hear how it works. But pretty tricky to tour. Mellotrons these days tend to be digital, because can you imagine how often the tape would snap or erode? But loops, I wonder if the Mellotron was what sparked sample culture from its angle. I mean, I know there's what DJs were doing in New York with records was very much to do with sample culture, but I wonder if it sort of coincided with the tape loop on those old keyboards. If you know more about this than me, I could Google it, but what's the fun in that? guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. This next song is by the lovely Emma Pollock. She's one of the Burns unit, and a very nice girl. I had a pint with her once. This is called The Loop, for obvious reasons, and it's from the compendium The Law of Large Numbers. Ladies and gentlemen, Emma Pollock with The Loop.
What a happy happening, what a happy stumbling. My point of view isn't as suddenly filled up with you. Both a little older now, both a little bolder now. Isn't it wonderful? How come you still look so good now? Oh, how do you do it now? You must let me into your secret. But I have a secret too, I just can't remember you. Make a mental checklist, gotta try and do this. Remember the face, but I'm needing some time on the name. Just one accident, just one incident, something that I can look onto and make it come back now. Were we ever close now? 'Cause I'm really struggling, help me. I just need a lead or two, 'cause I can't remember you back now. Were we ever close now? 'Cause I'm really struggling. So-called memory constantly failing me. My recollections are now mainly functional. Smashed up and randomized, all of them real laundry rolls. You can just eat your heart out. Constantly, I wish I could turn it back. You still post a missing, I'll find you. Smashed up or someone just like you. Real laundry rolls, you can just eat your heart out. I wish I could. To tread carefully, keep my uncertainty hidden beneath all the cliches and things that we say. You know I don't come here much, so we have to keep in touch. Give me your number, and I promise that I will call. Best of friends, I'll never forget you.
Emma Pollock from The Law of Large Numbers. That was The Loop, a lovely piece.
The Freak Zone. Is it a place? Is it a feeling? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? My favourite bit of fan mail ever from a listener was, you played something last week that was completely unlistenable, Stuart. Keep up the good work. We play the kind of music that really doesn't get any space elsewhere on the radio. From electronica to free jazz, obscure and neglected soundtrack records, through children's music. Left field music of every hue.
Stuart McAuley's Freak Zone.
As the residents once said, open your mind to this new music and soon you too will be whistling the merry tunes.
Tonight from 8.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
Andy Beale's been in touch. He says, hi Guy, the first thing that comes to mind when thinking about loops is Little Fluffy Clouds by The Orb, which has a guitar sample from Electric Counterpoint by Steve Reich. You see how it's all tying together, everyone. I think the guitar was by Pat Meheny. When I was at Music College in Newcastle in the late 90s, we had Prefab Sprout bass player Martin McAloon teaching us. He introduced me to Steve Reich, as did a session drummer who played at the Jazz Cafe on Spout Lane in Newcastle. The first jazz influence I listened to, whereas The Orb I had liked for years, all from one loop. Cheers, Andy Beale in Washington. Well, I've heard talk of Martin McAloon before, because my best buddy Andy must have studied at the same university. My mate Pete Jobson, who was the bass player in I Am Clute and who now plays with Nadine Shah, he told me he studied with the same guy. I had nice things to say about him. So there you go, it all ties together beautifully. My own memories of this particular tune is when I was 17 and I'd left home, I lived in a house with a couple of guys called Andy and Pickles. Pickles got his nickname from Michael Mickle Pickles. When he came home from work as a diesel fitter, and he's a knuckly little ball of a man, is our Pickles. Very charming, big blue eyes, but a stocky fella, to say the least. He'd come home from his job as a diesel fitter, and he'd immediately take his shirt in when he walked in the door, take his shirt off, and he'd have a go at me and Al for not having jobs. And he'd have these long black ladies' gloves made out of engine oil that went up past his elbows. It always made us chuckle. We never sort of pointed it out that he looked like he was wearing elegant ladies' gloves with his string vest. So he'd have a go at us for not having a job, and then he'd wander upstairs and you'd hear the gas fire in his room go on, the shower go on, and Little Fluffy Clouds by The Orb. He would then drip dry in front of the fire. Treasured memories. If you're listening, Pickles, Alan, lots of love. The soundtrack to Michael's Evening Pursuit, The Orb and Little Fluffy Clouds.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear. There were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, they were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow, on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat, because I used to look at them all the time when I was little. You don't see that.
Sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the
always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, it would all turn. They were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's it, neat, because I used to look at them all the time. You don't see that. You might still see them in the desert.
Pickles and Alan, that was The Orb and Little Fluffy Clouds. That does bring back ridiculous amount of memories. So Peter Sweezy, who suggested the Steve Reich tune and the Beatles' Tomorrow's Never Knows at the top of the programme, also says, a few years after I discovered Reich, I started listening to the 16th century choral music, and the two don't seem so far apart to me, unlike a lot of music which came between. This piece is also a loop which goes out of sync with itself and then comes back in, sung live, of course. It's the 16 and Harry Christopher's Jesus Autumn Transiens. Each singer who comes in is singing exactly the same line, like London's Burning, but much, much more complicated. It becomes heavenly chaos in the middle and then resolves itself. Keep up the good work. All the best, Pete in Lambeth. Thanks, Pete, for your loop knowledge. I knew it would grab a few people, this. I'm not going to play all of this because it goes on a bit. But it is fascinating. So if you imagine, as Pete suggests, the London's Burning loop thing going on, I'm going to play the beginning of the Jesus Autumn. Actually, the way it finishes is pretty interesting. So if I have time, I'll play some at the end of the show as well. But here's a couple of minutes of the Jesus Autumn. Thanks to Peter Sweeney for his loop recommendation.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30. I'm Tom Sanders. David Cameron has pledged to bring the killers of the British aid worker David Haynes to justice, no matter how long it takes. A video posted online last night appears to show the same militant who killed two American journalists beheading Mr. Haynes. The Prime Minister says Islamic State are not Muslims, but monsters. Our correspondent Chris Mason says that the government has some tough decisions to make.
Don't expect a knee-jerk response. Government officials point out that they have known about hostage takings for many, many months, much earlier the news of the hostage takings became public. And they wouldn't want to respond in a knee-jerk way for fear that that would play into the hands of the militants. Instead, the focus is on building a methodical approach, as one official described it to me, an intelligent approach.
The leaders of the two sides in the Scottish independence referendum have said Thursday's vote will be a once-in-a-generation decision for Scotland. The First Minister, Alex Salmond, says he won't try to hold another referendum if he loses. The former Labour Cabinet Minister, Lord Reid, urged people not to gamble with the country's future.
If you don't know, vote no. Because the consequences, if you don't know, of voting yes for forever. This isn't the National Lottery. You can't come back next week and say, can I have another ticket? It isn't like a car warranty where you can say, I've tried this and I'm afraid it isn't what I thought it was going to be. Can we change it?
A North Korean court has sentenced an American man to 6 years hard labour for alleged espionage. Prosecutors said Matthew Miller from California had been planning an undercover investigation into human rights in North Korea. Efforts to rescue hundreds of thousands of people trapped by floodwaters in northern India have been disrupted by more rainfall. Days of heavy rain have caused flooding and landslides. And a life-size bronze statue of Amy Winehouse has been unveiled in Camden in North London. Her family said the sculpture will give her fans somewhere to visit. That's a look at the Six Music News. The next update at 3:30.
This is Six Music.
This is
BBC Radio
Six Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Child of days in a shimmering haze. Give us a kiss. In the blue room you whispered into the music, and in the field underneath the thorn bush. Give us a kiss. Then across the overpass and down, past the blood factory and into town. Sip, 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 before you slip, slip, slip away. You're still hanging out in my dreams, in your sister's shoes and your blue jeans. One little sip, sip, sip for a catch, catch, catch on fire. I'll be a good girl and give her a kiss.
Warm meter blue.
Nick Cave's new one, Give Us a Kiss, that's out. You can buy that. Okay, so the theme is loops. I've got an email here from Laura Cousins. She says, hello, Guy. Just to say, I really enjoyed your programme featuring loops the other day. That's when I was teasing this one. On BBC Radio 6. I'd always thought I knew a thing or two about music, but I plainly failed to appreciate just how prevalent loops are in recordings these days. Tuneyards, say no more. Meryl Garbus is a looper extraordinaire. In an interview I read with her, she pointed me towards someone called Elizabeth Esselink, otherwise known as Solex. Before the widespread use of digital technology, Esselink apparently used to painstakingly cut up and stick tape back together using snippets gleaned from records in her record shop. The sounds were weird, but really grew on me very quickly. Thank you very much for your email, Laura, and I'll look into Solex for Loop 2, the next programme we do. Jep Tuneyard, she keeps coming up, doesn't she? Meryl Garbus. She's all over it. She's fantastic if you get to see her. And in a nice sort of weird junction of circumstances, I believe Jessica Hoop wanted to play this next song on her edition of this show when she was filling in for me a couple of weeks ago. It was bumped in the edit, which quite often happens. It's difficult sometimes to predict the length of the songs and stuff if you get chatting, as I'm doing now. Our very own Peter Hardy, very happy that this is eventually going to get aired. After all his editing, you wouldn't believe the hard work that goes into making these programmes. I wonder if they'll keep that in the edit. I bet they do. I bet they put a godlike reverb on it if I say it again. You wouldn't believe the hard work that goes in to editing these shows together. True genius at work. Here's Meryl Garber, Tuneyards, with Left Behind.
Luckily there's only really rich folks living here. Remember what he used to do to me. Remember all the way it used to be. Cruising in the block, burning like it was all meant to be. Burning all the rubber in the land of the free. Nicky, Nicky, Nick. She told me never fight back. That Nicky, Nicky, Nick. Turn her around and spit on her back. We said we wouldn't let them take our soil. We said we wouldn't let them take our soil. These days don't it just make a blood boil. We said we never let them take our soil.
Amazing. From Nicky Knack, that's Tune Yards and Left Behind. Gone by all her records. She's extraordinary. And she uses a program called Ableton Live. I'm pretty sure, actually. I've not seen her laptop screen when she's playing live. Ableton is great for throwing loops in, and it lines them up a little bit for you if you play something out of time. It's a great way to build amazing pieces of music. We're going to hear from Andrew Bird later in the program. He does it with a foot pedal. And I used to use a looper pedal live with Elbow. They're great fun. You basically play into them. So you hit record with your foot, play into them, hit the same button again, and it loops up everything that came between the two button presses, and then you're free to play things over the top of it. All the time I'm making this program, by the way, I'm peering through my attic windows to catch sight of that sparrowhawk. It really did freak me out in quite a thrilling way. I didn't enjoy seeing a bird get killed, but I did enjoy seeing that magnificent bird doing its thing, if you know what I mean. I'm going to throw you a curveball now. How do you follow contemporary, artistic, rhythmic stuff like Tune Yards? What about with a bit of Hall & Oates? Matt Heap says, I love the loop at the start of I Can't Go For That by Hall & Oates. And De La Soul sampled it for Say No Go. Regards, Matt Heap in Leeds. I'm not above a bit of Hall & Oates, Matt. I don't think I've ever played any on the show before, but let's do it. If you were dancing with that, looking at your partner of many years, with misty memories in your eyes, will you drop us a line? guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. What does I Can't Go For That by Hall & Oates remind you of? That's gonna be good. Given the average age of our listener, that's going to be a good one.
What I love about doing The Breakfast Show is, because the music is so great, all these amazing people listen to it.
Yeah, it's great. You know, me and John, we'd always stick it on before we started writing.
Yeah, the cat's got chops, you know, no question about it. Great tunes, just like that.
When I'm not listening to Gardner's Question Time, old Titch Marsh here always likes to slip Keaveney on of a morn. Anyone who disagrees, meet me in the garden shed.
Alan Hansen here, talking about a great Sean. Breakfast show.
Sean, what?
You're living in a dream world, mate. None of these people actually listen.
Ah, you'd be wrong there. Old Tell certainly does.
No, he doesn't. Do you?
He's right, you know. I don't.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
And by the way, you sound nothing like me.
Back tomorrow from 7.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Good heavens above. It's Guy Garvey.
This next tune by Neil Finn is fantastic. It's called Sinner. I'm hoping to see Neil. The band are going down to Australia and New Zealand in a few weeks' time. We're going to do a small tour. And the last time I was there, I met Neil Finn. He was an absolute lovely man. He stayed for the gig and we chatted afterwards. And he gave me some advice, what a lovely guy. I hope I do see him again when we're down there. The loop at the beginning of this tune is fascinating because when the music comes in over it, it takes a completely different path than you thought it would. In fact, it relies on the guitars in the loop being too quiet to be heard once the rest of the music comes in. If that sounds too complex, just pay attention and you'll get what I mean. This is Neil Finn and Sinner.
And the closest I get to contentment.
Neil Finn and Sinner. Interesting loops in continuing our theme. Marika Hackman's got a new EP out. It's called the Deep Green EP. Marika Hackman is a multi-instrumentalist and a singer and a songwriter. I believe she's assisted by Johnny Flynn quite a lot, who himself is another singer-songwriter. A depressing fact that leapt off a Wikipedia page for me was that she was born in 1992, which is a couple of years after I formed my band. That's depressing, isn't it? This beautiful thing is called Tongues. I'm not sure how she's written this, but I think it's astonishing. Lovely, hey, Marika Hackman and Tongues. Got an email now here from Elsa Mieke Detiege. I hope I've said that right. She describes herself as a writer, painter and vagabond. And she makes a few loop suggestions because she says she loves loops a lot. But the one that I've chosen to play is from ESG. It's called Erase You. It's from an album called A South Bronx Story, and she says she never tires of their music. This is early loopy crazy. I love it. I think it's brilliant. She also goes on to say that she heard my interview on Desert Island Discs, and she grew up with five brothers. I grew up with five sisters, in case you missed my dids. She grew up with five brothers, but she can't say she was spoiled rotten like I was, unfortunately. Ah, do you want me to go and have a word with someone for you, Elsa Mieke? Ah.
6.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music. 6 Music.
the lovely loop underpinning that song, a really nice excuse to play it again. We always get lots of reactions when I play that tune on the programme. It's M Ward's version of David Bowie's Let's Dance. I'm always referring to the one compilation I got many years ago from Lila Dean Watson. That's another one that was on there. I think it might be the greatest compilation ever made. I'm going to find some way to publish that track listing because it was extraordinary. This next tune, where I absolutely adore it. I heard it through one of you guys. It was a Song for Guy recommendation on this very programme. And it prompted me to ask the artist, who's Glasser, if she'd support Elbow around the States a good few years ago now. She did, and we had a great tour. However, during the tour, I had pretty much my only meltdown. When you describe people as having a meltdown, just completely losing the plot. We'd done a lot of travelling and we'd landed in Canada, and for some reason I'd not slept for a couple of days. This song, my favourite song, was towards the end of her set every night. And around the time she was playing that, we were getting ready, sort of gearing ourselves up to go on stage. So I've been a couple of days without sleep, and I usually absolutely adore this tune. And I'm glad to say that this event hasn't tainted how much I love it. It hasn't tainted the song for me. But I thought it'd be a good idea to drink some popular energy drink to give me enough energy to do our show. Which, you know, it's not like the Kaiser Chiefs show. I do a lot of lolloping and I tend to point and wave my arms a lot. But it's not the London boys. Do you know what I mean? I'm not backflipping all over the place. Anyway, I had too much of said popular energy drink. And towards the end of listening to this song, I just got the fear and really didn't want to go on stage. It was a very unpleasant experience. The lads, of course, cheered me up, calmed me down, and we had a good gig. But it does still have some of the foreboding of wanting to hide your head under a pillow and sleep for a few hours, when in actual fact you've got to walk out to a stage in front of a few hundred people. Nevertheless, it's amazing. It's Glasser. It's very much a song based on loops, and it's applied. My favourite thing about this song is where the vocals go towards the end. It's really beautiful. Glasser and Apply. Can you imagine having stage fright to that tune? Foreboding tune. Beautiful piece of work, though. It's from the album Ring, which you should own if you don't. The advice there, if anyone suffers stage fright, stay away from the caffeine and stay well away from the energy drinks. The adrenaline will get you there, I'm sure. This next piece of music is beautiful. I've played it over and over again on the programme, but Susan Trednick in London went to a lot of trouble here to write quite a long email. She says, "You asked for music created using loops. This has to be one of the best ever made. Powerful and moving. I remember first hearing it in a darkened concert hall with the loop electronically enhanced to reverberate around the hall. Like a lot of contemporary music, it's best heard live, if you can call pure electronic music live, but would still make quite an impact on the radio. Regards, Susan Trednick of London." Here is a note from the composer Gavin Bryars about this piece of music. It's called "Jesus Blood Never Failed Me Yet." I'm sure, as it's Six Music and you're all geniuses, that a lot of you have heard it, but I've never heard the story behind it in quite this much detail, so I'm going to read out Gavin Bryars' notes. "In 1971, when I lived in London, I was working with a friend, Alan Power, on a film about people living rough in the area around Elephant and Castle and Waterloo Station. In the course of being filmed, some people broke into drunken song, sometimes bits of opera, sometimes sentimental ballads, and one who in fact did not drink sang a religious song, 'Jesus Blood Never Failed Me Yet.' This was not ultimately used in the film, and I was given all the unused sections of tape, including this one. When I played it at home, I found his singing was in tune with my piano, and I improvised a simple accompaniment. I noticed too that the first section of the song, 13 bars in length, formed an effective loop which repeated in a slightly unpredictable way. I took the tape loop to Leicester, where I was working in the fine art department, and copied the loop onto a continuous reel of tape, thinking about perhaps adding an orchestral accompaniment to this. The door of the recording room opened onto one of the large painting studios, and I left the tape copying with the door open. I went for a coffee, and when I came back, I found the normally lively room unnaturally subdued. People were moving about much more slowly than usual, and a few were sitting alone, quietly weeping. I was puzzled until I realised that the tape was still playing and they'd been overcome by the old man's singing. This convinced me of the emotional power of the music and of the possibilities offered by adding a simple, though gradually evolving, orchestral accompaniment." There you go. That's Gavin Bryars' notes, or most of them. Tom Waits got involved with this version of the song as well. It really is something special. To my knowledge, "Jesus Blood Never Failed Me Yet," I didn't know that that was an existing religious song. I thought this was a bringing together of alcoholism and religious beliefs in the mind of the man that's singing it. But you can hear a life lived in this man's voice, and that is ultimately what's so beautiful about the piece. Thank you to Gavin Bryars for digging it up. Thank you to Susan Trednick for pointing it out. This is the star of this week's Loop Special. This is "Jesus Blood Never Failed Me Yet."
Jesus Blood Never Failed Me Yet. Never Failed Me Yet. Jesus Blood Never Failed Me Yet. This one thing I know, for he loved me so. Jesus Blood Never Failed Me Yet. Never Failed Me Yet. Jesus Blood Never Failed Me Yet. This one thing I know, for he loved me so. Jesus Blood Never Failed Me Yet. Never Failed Me Yet. Jesus Blood Never Failed Me Yet. This one thing I know, Blood Never Failed Me Yet. Never Failed Me Yet. Jesus Blood Never Failed Me Yet. This one thing I know, only love.
love never found.
Yes,
never found.
Yes,
love never found. Yes, it's like me. Love never found, never found. Love never found. It's only one thing I need. Love. Love.
I'm sure you'll agree that's deeply moving, extraordinary. Gavin Bryars and Tom Waits and Jesus Blood never failed me yet.
Six Music.
This is where radio started, was giving people the opportunity to be there as close as they possibly can to the live experience.
It gives me great pleasure to welcome to the stage at Maida Vale, Sigur Rós!
When you're listening to something live on the radio, anything could happen.
Quite amazing to hear how people can recreate their records live.
I'll tell you what, if there's anybody out there better, I need to know about them, that is Kieran Leonard.
I guess you can just feel the energy of the band in the room.
So we might as well get this party started!
You can play the record as much as you want, but there's only one version of that live session.
Yeah! It allows people to indulge in a shared experience.
Please welcome to the Six Music Festival, Damon Albarn!
This is our live music.
Your imagination is fed, and everybody's experience of it is different.
And that, my dear friends, is why I have the best job in the world.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter? And the antimatter.
The Beckopedia will have something suitable to follow, won't she? Ain't she wonderful? Now then.
Now then. There are many artists and musicians who are the bedrock of creative communities, but who never seem to gain widespread recognition. They teach, nurture, and influence everyone around them, but never seem to break through into the mainstream. One of those people was Dave Van Ronk, a legendary singer-songwriter who spent his entire adult life in Greenwich Village, New York. He was there through the folk revival of the 60s and 70s, a mainstay of the coffeehouse scene, befriending, inspiring and promoting up-and-coming musicians from Bob Dylan to Joni Mitchell. He was a superb guitarist, well known for his intricate versions of ragtime standards, and had a voice full of character and expression, going back and forth from pure, clear notes to a growling gruffness, which puts his sound somewhere between J.J. Cale and Tom Waits. People will doubtless brag of having heard him play or having met him in the village, but as time moves on, the only way to preserve the memory of the so-called Mayor of MacDougall Street will be to keep playing his music and recognise in it the enormous influence he had on the folk voices of the future. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Thank you.
no carpet on my floor, you come along. Follow me, we'll go down to Galilee. Green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. See that crow up in the sky, he don't walk. He just fly, he don't walk. He don't run, he keep on flapping to the sun. Holland green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Little Miss Jane, you run to the wall, don't you stumble, don't you fall, or don't you sing. Don't you shout when I sing, you come running out. Holland green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Guitar. Cracker, does your mama chew tobacco? If your mama chews tobacco, ooga dooga, ooga dooga, soda cracker, yes. Green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. When I go by Baltimore, need no car. On my floor, you come along. Follow me, there's a man in Galilee. Holland green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love.
I thought that was gorgeous. Beckopedia gave us Dave Van Ronk and Green Green Rocky Road. It's the Loop Special, and Andrew Bird, as I mentioned earlier in the programme, does all that stuff live. He uses a loop pedal so he can play on top of himself. Let Owen O'Sullivan, who's written in, tell you all about it. He says, "You were asking about loops, and I guess you were thinking of studio work more than live situations, but I was prompted to write to you about the master of the live loop. I'm pretty sure you've heard of and played Andrew Bird, I have, but I'm not sure whether you've ever seen him perform live, I have. While for many people the use of loop pedals by troubadour-type performers really hit the mainstream with Katie Tunstall's famous Jules Holland performance, Andrew Bird takes the art to a whole nother level. The way he painstakingly builds up mini symphonies with his violin, glockenspiel, guitar and voice, plus loads of whistling, I know you like a good whistler, I certainly do, Owen, is quite simply incredible, and the resulting tunes are just about always little pop masterpieces too. Hummable, catchy, memorable, but with lyrics that are smart and insightful. The one to see live is Why, for which he has to walk such a fine line to get it just right that it can be a hair-raising experience just watching him. That was absolutely my experience of watching Andrew Bird as well, Owen. It is, you're on tenterhooks that he's going to make it all fit together, because he layers and he layers and he layers. Just to remind you, this is one man on his own building up his loops live. Andrew Bird, and the song is Why. Thank you.
that you shouldn't have done that. If I told you once, I told you three times that you get your punishment when you show me your crimes. And it's not a spell or a curse you put on me, the way you make me smile so tenderly. How I wish it was your temper you were throwing. Damn you for being so easy going on. I thought your time would tell. My sins would provoke you. Should raise some hell. Not a chance. I mean, whatever happened to fiery romance? How I wish it was those dishes you were throwing. Damn you for being so easy going.
This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
BBC News at 3:30. I'm Tom Sanders. David Cameron has said Britain will hunt down the killers of the aid worker David Haynes, no matter how long it takes. A video was released last night which appeared to show he was beheaded by Islamic State militants who were holding him hostage. On the video, the militant who appears with Mr. Haynes threatens to execute another British captive, Alan Henning, who's 47. Our security correspondent Frank Gardner has more for us.
We don't know anything more at this stage about the circumstances of his kidnapping, but he does appear at the end of the video that was put up last night by so-called Islamic State, and they threaten to kill him as well. This is asymmetric warfare, if you can possibly call it warfare, killing people in cold blood.
Campaigners for both sides in the Scottish independence referendum are going all out to capture as many votes as possible. Scotland's First Minister Alex Salmond has described Thursday's vote as a once-in-a-generation opportunity. The Better Together leader Alistair Darling is warning there'll be no way back from independence. Tim Shipman is political editor of the Sunday Times.
We've seen a lot of love bombing of Scotland from the No campaign this week, but this is a very tough kind of message for the last few days. They're back to saying, you know, there are a lot of risks involved here that you've got to think about.
Pope Francis has presided over the marriage of 20 couples at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Some were couples whose situations would traditionally not have been tolerated by the Vatican, including several who were already living together and one where the bride had a child from a previous relationship. Thousands of people are at the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin to demonstrate against anti-Semitism. The rally's been organised by the Jewish community in Germany following a sharp rise in verbal attacks on Jews following the recent conflict in Gaza. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel is due to speak there. And the weather forecast, a mostly bright but breezy afternoon across the UK. That's 6 Music News, the next update at 4:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Straighten your bed.
Here We Go Magic and How Do I Know. That's from an album that if you don't own, you should. The Nigel Godrich produced A Different Ship. What an amazing band. I can't recommend that album highly enough. Do buy your music, everyone. Even if you stream it in order to find it, just buy like an album a month, and then people like Here We Go Magic will make more records and the world will be a better place. This next song is by Luluk. They are Zoe Randall and Steve Hassett. And looking at their notes, they've been around for some time, being this lush and lovely. Perfect Sunday afternoon music from Luluk.
Flying over Chicago, bare trees line the white snow. Daylight fades and lines of cars flash across the night in red and gold. What a view from my small
beautiful. Luluk and Small Window. I really like that. I want to hear more of their stuff. I think they're great. More new music here on Six Music, the greatest radio station on earth. For your Sunday afternoon, Joan as Policewoman, who was one of my Desert Island discs. I know I go on about that, but I am very proud of it. This is called Stay. It's very soulful. I think she's got an amazing voice. She's, of course, a multi-instrumentalist as well. She's played with everybody, Rufus to the Flaming Lips to everybody. But it's her solo stuff that really does it for me. Very early on in getting into her stuff, I interviewed Joan about the song Real Life, which is my favourite of hers. And my very dear friend Emma Jane Unsworth interviewed her as well. around the same time. She was interviewing it for the Manchester Evening News, and I was interviewing it for The Finest Hour. She gave us both entirely different stories behind the meaning of the song, and I think Emma got the real one. In any case, here is the duplicitous fiend that is Jonas Policewoman with The Beautiful Stay. This is from the album The Classic, and it's gorgeous. Jonas Policewoman and Stay from The Classic. Bahamas is the recording name of Afi Jervenin, a musician living in Canada. So he's called his album Bahamas is Afi. This song's called Waves, and it's more new music on Six Music.
And I held the breath inside my lungs for days, and I saw myself as one of many waves. And when I knew that I'd become the ocean's slave, I just stayed. And we carried forward all the waters past. Of the waves, I was not first, I was not last. And if we saw a boat afloat, we took the mast so fast. There's a part of it that I'll miss. At the heart of it, your cold kiss from the start. I know there's always a part of it. Before too long, the waves grew out of hand, and they worked to keep the sea at their command. And the only thing they feared had seen the sand, the dry land. There's a part of it that I'll miss. Your cold kiss from the start of it. I know there's always a part of it. From the water there was born a bright blue roar, as it rolled and foamed and calmed the ocean's floor. And then it finally rose and broke upon the shore. No more. There's a part of it that I miss. At the heart of it,
loved that. Perfect Sunday afternoon music from Bahamas, from the album Bahamas is Affy. That was Waves.
I'm Iggy Pop, the musician. Join me Sunday afternoons from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music. I've got to be honest about my record collection in terms of its cool and say that it is superseded by the cool of what I store the collection in. I keep the vinyl in a leopard skin trunk from Canal Street in New York. Everything else is housed in a beautiful George III secretary. It's important to house your beloved music somewhere special. On BBC Playlister, you can find all the records that I've pulled out for my show. You can rummage through the music I've played, and you can add them to your own playlists for safekeeping. To find out more, go to the Six Music website.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter?
And the anti-matter.
See, should we go even gentler still? This is, I've loved this since I was a kid. This is Brian Kennedy, and he talks like traffic. Brian Kennedy's voice is amazing, sort of crystalline, exquisite to this day. That album really is something. It's from the Great War of the Words. The song's called He Talks Like Traffic, and it was produced by Tim Freese-Green, who produced the last few Talk Talk albums. A prolific man. Not a prolific man, just an incredibly highly skilled man. Brian Kennedy with He Talks Like Traffic.
He moves his mind too fast to unwind. There's a lot of whispering underlined. And you try to understand, but there is no he feels his life too slow. Still much to know. When it comes to leaving here, he just won't go. Talks like traffic because it's all that he can hear. When will he ever bring somebody near? Or somebody
Brian Kennedy, and He Talks Like Traffic from the album The Great War of the Words. I'm going to play you out with the Augie March. Iggy Pop's up next. The theme of his show is Blue, and I've seen the track listing, and it's going to be another extraordinary programme from him. Wonderful having him on the station. I'm going to play you out with the Augie March, with a song called The Drowning Dream. Looking forward to seeing these guys when we're down in Australia in the next few weeks. The band are going down there for a wee tour. They're an amazing band, they really are. So hoping to see those guys. Thank you to Michelle and Peter and Helen and everyone who helps put the programme together. Thanks, of course, to the wonderful Beckopedia. I'm Guy Garvey, the singer from Elbow. Just remains for me to say good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington. I'll see you next week.